Now, let's see. I'm going to ask you some of these questions about naming things that I told you about. What do you call the later part of the daylight hours before supper, around 3 or 4 p.m.? You might say, I expect to see him later this
evening.
Fine. Mm-hmm. What do you call the time of day when the sun first appears? You might say, I got up this morning before
7 or 8 or yeah. something like that.
But what's a word that has the word sun in it? I got up before sun.
Sun up.
Good. And in the morning it's sun up, and in the evening it's... What do you call it when the sun disappears?
What do you call it?
When the sun...
Disappears.
Yeah, when it disappears in the evening, you say that sun
went down. I've said the sun down.
Okay, that's fine. That's what I want to know. It's hard to ask questions about ordinary everyday things, and so some of these questions aren't worded very well. So you just have to excuse me, you know, and I'll just keep on asking them until we get to it. If there's been a storm, and then the rain stops, and the clouds are disappearing, and the sun is coming out, we say that the weather is...
It's fixing to fail, I would say.
Fine. What do you call a hard rain that doesn't last long?
You've got me something there. A hard rain don't last long.
Don't have a particular word for it. Okay, that's, for some of these things, you know, you probably won't have a particular word, and that's, you know, that's perfectly all right. We're interested in that, too, so.
Well, I just tell you the truth. I just said we had a hard rain. That's all I could say.
That's fine. What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
The shelf of it?
What do you call that shelf over a fireplace?
Mantelpiece.
Okay. And what do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
The logs?
When you lay a fire, what do you call the things that you rest the logs on?
Oh, doggones.
Okay. What do you call small pieces of wood that you use to start a fire?
Killing or matches.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little slivers to get a fire started?
Hi, that asked me.
What do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut up into little splinters to get the fire started? What do you call those?
That's the only thing. I would say killing splinters.
Okay, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call a little room that you hang clothes up in? It has a rod and hangers, and you hang the clothes up in it, a little room?
Closet.
Okay. And what do you call a big piece of furniture that you can hang clothes up in? Like this right over here. What do you...
I would call that a... I don't know. I tell you the truth, I can't name it. Name it, baby.
Funeral vessel.
Would you call it that too, Mr. Holloway?
Well, yes, that's what she called it. I call it that.
Okay, would you? I have to get you to say the word. You know, so would you say it?
Well, shift robe, I said.
Okay, that's fine. What do you call the overlapping boards on the outside of a wooden house?
Overlapping board?
On the outside of a wooden house. You know, you got the boards like this on the sides, they lap over like that. Keep the weather out.
I'd call it weather boarding.
Fine.